Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Following a breaking news story that's all over America this morning, it seems to be a pretty much nationwide outage for AT&T customers. Waking up this morning, many people without use of their cell phone. It does work with Wi-Fi, but some people that have AT&T and an iPhone are getting that dreaded SOS screen, and that's all that's happening on their phone right now.
Scary to wake up to.
Yeah, Alex and Erlanger, are you an AT&T customer?
No, I'm not. But my work partner is, and we had a two-hour drive to get to our job this morning, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
Oh, well, then, yeah, now you know why, then. I guess you were probably, hey, is he oversleeping? What's going on? So,
yeah, exactly. I'm trying to call him and text him and everything else, and I can't get nothing through.
Have you gotten in touch with him yet?
Yeah, actually, we're on running up 75. We got to go to Woodstock, Ohio.
Okay. Well, wait, so you did, were able finally to get in touch with him?
No, I had to go to his house.
You just showed up and knocked on the door.
So he's in the car with you right now?
Yes, sir.
Does he have his cell phone?
Yes, he does.
Can you hand him yours and let us talk to him?
Hello.
What's your name?
Deshaun.
All right, Deshaun. So looking at your phone right now, is it an Android? Is it an iPhone?
So I got an iPhone 13 Pro Max.
And what is it doing? What is the screen doing right now?
It's in piece of mode, if you ask me.
So that's another way of saying SOS mode right now?
Yeah. I can't do anything, man. I promise you, if I was to fall over and break my neck right now, I couldn't even call the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, it shows you how much you depend on your cell phone. So, you got AT&T, and hopefully it'll start getting back on for everybody here soon. But like we said, it is a nationwide outage, okay?
Right.
And remember, Deshaun, it is SOS mode, not POS mode, okay? All right, so, we're getting lots of different people. Some people it's working for fine that have AT&T. Others it isn't. So just be patient if you're one of the ones down, like Stat said in the What's Buzzing. Atlanta reporting that some users are starting to get it back online here now.
Yeah, but Houston and Dallas and, I mean, Kansas City, they're all St. Louis, a big red area, according to Down Detector, which is where all the news services seem to be referring to.
Well, that's where you go to report your cell phone service being down, and AT&T once again looks like a pretty much nationwide outage this morning. Crazy how quickly that could happen and how much havoc it can wreak. It's a 6:13.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, talking about this nationwide AT&T cell phone outage going on right now, and Bill's called in, wants to comment. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing? I've got Cricket, which is on AT&T towers. My phone wasn't working this morning. I rebooted it, and it worked fine.
Okay, that's good. It came back on.
So you just had to reboot it.
Yeah, I've got an Android.
Okay, so you were able to do it, because like anybody that's got it with an iPhone this morning seems to be getting the SOS mode, or as our buddy Deshaun just said, POS mode on their phone. So, all right, Bill, well, hopefully yours stays with you all day long, okay?
So do I. I run a service truck for a tire shop, and I was on call last night, and I was freaking out that I might have missed calls.
That leaves somebody stranded.
Well, but on the plus side, thanks to the outage, you got to sleep.
Yeah.
So there's always a sunny side to it. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Yeah, see ya.
The Big Dave Show. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Tyler from the Voices of America Country Music Fest will be here, and he's going to fill in a lot more of the lineup for Voices of America. We know Ernest, Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, and Sam Hunt, but there's a bunch of other people going to be playing. You'll find out tomorrow morning with Tyler joins us around 7:15. So in the meantime, we got a pair of passes to give away to this stat man.
He had all 4 days of the Voices of America Country Music Fest, and it's going to go to the person who's caller 10 and can figure out what you're about to impersonate.
All right.
Or who.
All right, so we've got all these names you folded up and wrote into this red solo cup.
A bunch of celebrity names. Some of them are country singers. That doesn't mean they're going to be at Voices of America.
No. And I've pulled one out, and I've got to do an imitation of them on the fly. I have not looked at it yet. Oh, I got one here. Okay. This person not going to be at Voices of America, but he's going to be here right now, magically appearing before your ears. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
I think
right.
I can do this. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. This is going to hurt my voice, but I'm going to try.
Right. I'm a lost cause.
Ouch. Do I need to do that again?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I'm a lost cause.
Oh.
That's not a Muppet of any kind. I just want to put out there.
Manamana. All right. Caller 10 right now, 749-B105. You tell us who that's a terrible impression of.
I'm a lost cause.
I'm going to draw on your face with a Sharpie.
Stop. You're giving away. Oh. Hey, caller 10, you're going to get VOA tickets if you can tell us who that is.
The Big Dave Podcast.
B105, The Big Dave Show. Time for another round of Dave Does Horrible Impressions for VOA Country Music Fest passes. We got Aiden, who is a delivery driver. And what are you delivering this morning, Aiden?
For Office Depot.
Office Depot. What do you got? A bunch of pencils, pens? What do you got in your truck today?
Paper and pencils. You were right.
Oh,
okay. All right. Okay, so Stat wrote down a bunch of names, folded them up, put in a red solo cup. I have pulled one out. I've got to do, try to do an impression of them. Are you ready to hear it one more time?
Yeah.
I don't know if my throat is, but here we go.
I'm a lost cause.
All right, Aiden. He is a lost cause. But go ahead and tell us, who is he doing a bad impression of?
Jelly Roll.
Yeah, there you go.
Aiden, you just won 4-day passes to the Voices of America Country Music Fest going on in Westchester, August 8th through the 11th. Ernest, you're going to see Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Sam Hunt, and a whole lot more. We'll learn the complete list of the lineup tomorrow about at this time.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You got your tickets. Give me a lost cause. Come on, let me hear you do your jelly roll.
Because I'm a lost cause.
Now give me a woo!
Whoa!
The Big Dave Show. Live and local every weekday morning. Get your country on. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
B105. It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? Courtroom this morning. We got Jess in here. Hi, Jess.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. Now, this has to do with Valentine's Day and a New Year's resolution. So you're really cramming a lot into this argument with your husband, Brad. What is going on here?
I started for my New Year's resolution. I'm on a really serious weight loss journey this year, and it's been going pretty good. But then Valentine's Day came, and my husband, Brad, gave me some flowers and a really big box of Esther Price chocolates.
Ooh.
Oh.
Like the two-layer, you know.
Oh, the one that's dark and milk chocolate? Oh, yeah. That's a crowd pleaser.
Well, I did please a crowd because I, you know, I didn't say anything at the time, but I'm like, I'm not going to eat this. I'm on this diet, which you know about. And I took it to work and I just let everyone at work. I put it out in the common area and let everybody, you know, have it. And they loved it.
Of course.
I will say very popular. But Brad asked about it the other day, like, hey, where's those chocolates? And I told him I took them into work because of the diet. And it became this big argument. So he was, you know, understanding that I'm on the diet, but he said, you know, you could have eaten a couple or they could have been around the house. I wouldn't have minded them being around the house so that I could eat them. And it just, it was so frustrating because it felt like he wasn't being supportive or like he wasn't listening to me. I don't know. So I guess, yeah, that's my question. Who was right?
Okay.
Oh, man. Let me ask you, getting back to the moment when he gave you the box of chocolates on Valentine's Day. Did you react in a way of like, you know, I'm on a diet. You shouldn't have gave me this. Or were you just nice about it?
No, I was really nice. I was just like, oh, my God, thank you so much. I love that you love me so much. I didn't say anything because I know the intention was good. It's just the execution.
Okay.
And the results could have been disastrous if you... Okay, so took them to work, everybody had them, and now Brad's mad because you didn't eat them, and he didn't get any, it sounds like, too.
Honestly, I mean, I don't want to be petty, but that does sound like it was part of it.
All right.
Ah, so you think maybe he wanted to eat the Esther Price chocolates?
I mean, they're great chocolates. I understand. It was really hard to give them away.
Oh.
Well, let's go to juror member number one, Statman. Are you on Team Jess, Team Brad? Where are you at?
I'm going to be on Team Jess here. I'm kind of getting Wham vibes, though, where he gave you his heart and you gave it away. like that Christmas song.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, dude, he gave it to you to do whatever you want with it, whether it be eat it or give it away. So I think you're in the right here. He just needs to get over it. And he could probably buy those chocolates 50% off right now.
Dude, Esther Price is never 50 off.
Oh, they never go on sale. Okay.
This is tough because I do love a good box of Esther Price. So I kind of feel for Brad because, you know, he gave them to you. And he should have known you're on the diet, but he probably figured, hey, it's a special day. You know, maybe you can have a few of these. And he was, like, looking forward to them. And there's nothing worse then knowing something's in the house and you're thinking about it, and when I get home, I'm going to have that. And you come home and it's not in the house. And you're like, it's a big letdown. So I agree with you. I want to commend you for staying true to your diet, your weight loss journey, as you said. But I'm going to go with Brad here just because I sympathize with looking forward to those chocolates probably all day long the other day and coming home and then finding out they're gone. And then that everybody, it works with you. Got him, okay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. But let's see what 749-B105 and also through the B105 app thinks right here, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
And listen, next time you get them, I would like all the ones like you open the box and there's some that are already wrapped in foil and you know that's a cherry in there. Will you send those my way if he does it again?
I'll drop the whole box off if he does it again.
Big Dave podcast.
We heard from Jess, who is on a weight loss journey since the start of the year. For Valentine's Day, her husband Brad got her a nice bit of flowers, some roses, but also a big box of Esther Price candy. And she didn't say anything to him, but she wasn't going to eat it because she's being good on her diet. She took it to work and put it in the common area. And of course, it was devoured by her coworkers. Now, Brad is upset because she did that, and he was like, maybe we're thinking wanting some of that candy when he got home one day.
Share the love,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we were kind of split with him with actually being out. Let's go to 749-B105. And we got Sarah here is a for sure Jess, and why is that?
Well, if he knows that she's on a weight loss journey, nothing is more damaging than to buy a huge box of chocolate. That's not a way to express your love. Right? Flowers are great, and I support you. So sugar-free chocolate, that's what my husband got for me because he knows that I don't need the chocolate and I don't want the chocolate right now. That's a lot of chocolate to have sitting around your house to say, but don't eat it.
Yeah, and they're just like Lay's potato chips. You can't just eat one.
Exactly, because anybody who's on a weight loss journey knows that you can't have your kryptonite sitting around the house.
We got Jill here who's another Team Jess. Why is that?
Because where it was thoughtful that he got her chocolates, it's not that thoughtful because it's very hard to stick to a diet. and he brought those in the house. He could have got her a fruit bouquet or a gift card to get her nails done. He didn't need to bring that in the house. Sounds like he kind of wanted it for himself, too.
Yeah, but, you know, she could put them in the freezer and wait for it to be a reward down the road or something. Or is that too tempting?
Team Jeff.
Yeah.
And you're Team Jeff, too. David, you're wrong.
Dave has got a comment on this. Dave, are you on Brad or Jess's side?
Hey, I'm on Team Jess because he could have bought her something else besides candy if she's on a diet. Come on, yo.
I'm not seeing anybody really siding except me, and now I'm starting to think I'm the outcast here with poor Brad.
Well, we do have somebody messaging in through the B105 app. Sammy says she's Team Brad because it was a thoughtful gift and she could have kept them in the house, maybe eat in moderation. So you're not alone, Dave.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
And the Daves have spoken.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Good vibes today are coming from Surry County, Virginia. And as we get into wedding season here now, you know, there's going to be brides everywhere frantically searching for that perfect wedding dress, you know. Maybe they don't have one that can be passed down from a mom or a grandma. They got to get a new one. And it's expensive. I mean, come on. Wedding dresses cost a lot of money. But there's going to be 44 brides-to-be in Surry County, Virginia, who are getting a break this year thanks to Deborah Thornsberg, the owner of the Pins and Needles Alteration Store there in Virginia, because something amazing happened with her.
I received a call from some friends of mine, and they closed their business, and they gifted me 44 wedding gowns.
They just gave them to Deborah, 44 wedding gowns. I guess they were a bridal boutique, and they were gone. Here, just have them. Take them.
Wow, like old styles?
No.
Maybe returns?
All brand new, Statman. All brand new, different sizes. But now you got a conundrum. I mean, she just does, you know, alterations and stuff. What is Deborah supposed to do with these 44 bridal dresses? Well, she had a great idea.
I would like to find some brides that would enjoy these beautiful gowns on their wedding day to wear them for free.
For free. Here's a free dress for your wedding. Take it.
44 different brides or Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, for how many? And the best part is, you know, Deborah is an expert seamstress. So she's going to do all the alterations for you.
Oh, that's cool.
On the house as well, because she says she knows, you know, they're on a budget. And if I can do this, pay it forward, this is a wonderful thing I should be doing. And it absolutely is a wonderful thing. And all brides on a budget in the Surry County, Virginia area are currently blowing up Deborah's phone to try to get one of those free wedding dresses. So Deborah Thornsberg, Pins and Needles Alterations, you're a good person. Keep doing what you're doing.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we have Yo Adrian from Batavia. She is a sophomore at West Claremont High School. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
So when someone says, hey, Yo Adrian, do you know what that means?
No.
All right. So
it's a generational thing.
Yeah. Adrian's never seen Rocky. Let's proceed right along here. Adrian, give us the joke.
What do you call two ducks and a cow?
I don't know. What do you call two ducks and a cow?
Quackers and milk.
Oh, for God's sake. Adrian, thank you so much. Have a great day, West Claremont. And watch Rocky, okay?
I'll try.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
What's up? It's B105 Statman, and I'm out and about passing out snappy bucks. Just slice the meat, people on the street. And I'm with, what's your name?
My name's Sean Hawker.
Sean, it's very sliced to meet you. I'm going to hook you up with some snappy tomato pizza bucks.
Free delivery.
Yeah, I'm going to give him $15 because right now you can get a two-topping large pizza for just $11.99. Huh? I want to make sure you got enough for that. What's your favorite two toppings on a pizza?
Sausage and anchovy.
Oh, I was going to join you on the sausage, but the entrance pizza is all yours. Hey, it's very nice to meet you, man.
Always a pleasure.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So anchovies, he like you, Stat, he had me until anchovies.
Yeah, and my brother's an anchovy guy, the one out in Denver, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He'll like open a fresh can and put it right on the pizza, and I'm like,
ooh,
that smell, you just ruined the whole pizza, man.
Ooh.
Like, no thanks.
No, my brother growing up, what is it about brothers? He would always get anchovies on the pizza, and it's like, dude, no. No.
Even related?
But I'm not a big salt guy. I don't like over-salted things. And you eat an anchovy, it's basically salt fish from the ocean, just bleh.
Yeah, now let's go the other end and go sweet. What about pineapple on your pizza? My wife does that.
I can go with pineapple on a pizza any day. And ham, the little Hawaiian style.
Okay, yeah. Now I pass on the pineapple. And my wife's like, oh, just pick it off. And I'm like, it's still got the juice on there.
So you can't do a Hawaiian-style pizza?
I'm not a fan, no.
What's your go-to when you call up Snappy? What do you get on your pizza if it's just you that's going to be eating it?
I'll get chicken and jalapeno.
Okay,
yeah. I like the meats too. I'll even do like pepperoni and sausage. I'm a meaty guy.
Chicken and jalapeno, yeah. Statman's go-to. No anchovies.
Yeah. What about you? What's your two?
Oh, pepperoni, sausage, and extra cheese. Come on.
All right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105 Country Club. And I tell you, we're really starting to grow the numbers here. Well, it's starting to get a little unruly, and we might need some policeman's presence in here. And that's why we are going to put in the club this morning. Middletown Police Officer Cameron Roberts. Hey, Cameron, how are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I guess I should have said Officer Roberts. How are you doing? I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Well, you can't say that because you might be referring to his dad. He's generational cop. Tell us how you ended up following in your dad's footsteps.
I started with police explorers at a young age when he worked at Springfield Township and fell in love with it from there at the age of 10.
Oh, no. Your dad is Officer Roberts from Springfield Township?
Yes.
There's a possibility I rode in the backseat of your dad's car.
I'm just saying,
that's where I grew up. Tell him I'm sorry. But you were also in the Air Force, man. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
What'd you do?
I worked in the gym and ran all the sports teams on base.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What kind of sports teams did you guys have going?
Any sport you can think of, from basketball to pickleball.
Now, this is my favorite thing about your application you put in, Cameron, is that you say you have been with your wife since you were in eighth grade at the age of 13. That's, wow, that's something.
Yeah.
Tell me the first time you met. How did it go?
We were probably around age 5 or 6, and we were on the same soccer team. And she never let me live it down. I didn't go to her SpongeBob birthday party.
So it took you along, you know, it sounds like you said 5, so you were 13 when you got together, so it took about 8 years for you to get up the nerve to ask her out?
That's correct.
But you've been together ever since. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So how do you make it work?
Communication is a big thing and part of it.
Tell you what, Officer Roberts, we're glad to welcome you into the B105 Country Club. And like I said, we got a couple of unruly members already that you might want to, you know, not arrest, but, you know, maybe issue a warning to, okay?
Sounds great.
The only thing left to do is to get your song on. What would you like to hear?
Watching You by Rodney Atkins.
Oh, you got kids?
No, it's my dad's my song.
Well, obviously you were watching him pretty close because he was a cop and you're a cop.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Hey, welcome, Officer Roberts, to the B105 Country Club.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.